We breathe in our lungs and in the body's largest organ, our skin. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. We breathe in our lungs and in our body's largest organ, the skin. And they say when they take the lungs, and if they were to stretch the lungs out into their largest capacity, they'd be rather remarkable. Some say even like a football field. Now, if you take the skin of the body and you were to stretch that out, how large would that be? Would that be like a football field? Not quite. But it would certainly be quite large, because the surface area of the skin is rather remarkable. We breathe in our lungs. This is a normal thing we do every moment of our life, is to breathe in our lungs. And as we breathe in our lungs, we breathe lovingly and gently and sort of ineffectively, inefficiently, because we get the oxygen out of the air that comes into our lungs, and the oxygen then goes on into the bloodstream, and it moves throughout our body and does its marvelous work as it passes here and there and everywhere. We're so accustomed to thinking that we breathe in our lungs, and that that's the only place that we breathe. Now, in some organizations or operations or dance teams or something, they paint their body with a gold-colored paint or with blue paint or with other things. And as they do this, the body is starved for air, is starved for oxygen, and sometimes the dancer, the person, even dies, because they're all of the orifices, all of the body outside, the physical body, is painted over and it is unable to breathe oxygen through the skin. We do breathe through our skin quite amazingly. We do breathe through our skin quite remarkably. And we breathe through our skin much more and much more deeply and much more successfully than our lungs do. But our lungs serve another, among many other purposes. But basically, if we would realize that we breathe through our skin, we would certainly do everything we can to keep our skin clean, rinsed off. It's not a matter of washing it with soap. Washing the skin with soap puts a layer of something on there which keeps the skin from breathing and doing its perfect work. And we put all the emollients on our skin, and we think that this makes them healthy and vital and alive, and all it does is clog up the pores and clog up the skin so it cannot do its perfect job. Animals don't take a bath for ages. Human beings, many who live in primitive areas where they don't have running water and don't have that, don't take a bath. They sometimes try to rinse off the excess dirt on their body that they get there through perspiration. And this evaporates and takes away some of the dirt that way. But if we could keep our body pristine, clean, just rinsing it with water, just letting the water run over it and letting the natural oils of the skin remain there, because they are the beneficial oils of our skin. But the largest organ of our body is called the skin. And this is a rather amazing function that it does, and we don't always appreciate it. We don't always appreciate it because we're always lining it with clothing. We're always thinking that we have to have clothing on our skin and keep us warm and keep the elements from getting to us. If we could allow our skin, which is designed to be that source of wonderful energy, allowing the vitamins to come through from the sun, allowing the various elements of the atmosphere that are beneficial to us come to us. If we could allow that, we'd be rather amazing. And of course, the people with lighter skins find that more difficult to handle sometimes than people with darker skins. But nonetheless, every skin is suited for the environment that it is created to be in. Do you let your skin breathe? Do you let your skin breathe all that it can? Do you let your body breathe in all that it can? Do you let your lungs work perfectly? Or do you put smoke into your lungs? Do you put various types of whatever things might be, odors, various things like the gasoline odor or other odors that are not beneficial? Do you let those be breathed in through your lungs? If we could be as pure as we could be, we would find that all of the illnesses and all of the unhappinesses that come into our body from our physical and mental environment would cease to be so impressive to us. If we could think our thoughts and let our thoughts be the filter for our body, for anything that is not desirable for us to have, we'd find that it works quite nicely. It works very beautifully. An athlete will get out there and say, "I'm the greatest. I love my game. I play very wonderfully. I play a beautiful game. I'm a fantastic, glorious athlete." And that athlete is playing a wonderful game. That athlete does an outstanding job. Now, that athlete breathes properly. That athlete runs properly. That athlete lives properly. That athlete's body ingests, takes in all those things that are beneficial to it. How can it do that? Just through thought? Well, your thought opens up everything to whatever it is to your benefit. Now, if you think it's going to be cold, oh, you right away squeeze yourself. And as you squeeze yourself mentally and physically, your glands are closing. All of your functions of your body are not operative in their normal, smooth, flowing function. We control our body through our mind. We control our breathing through our mind. We control the things that come into our body, the beneficial and non-beneficial things that come into our system by our thoughts, by how we act. It's not breath. It's not breathing in molecules of air that give us this, that bring oxygen to us. It's how we think. And if we can think, "I breathe the pure air of the universe. I breathe perfect air now." And as you do that, you can be in the most unfortunate breathing atmosphere and be untouched by it. Now you say, "Well, that's not true." Well, you put a cloth over your mouth sometimes when you go through a smoky atmosphere, and you think that that keeps the smoke and so forth out of your lungs. It's your thought. You expect it not to come in because you put that cloth over it. Now, if you were to walk through there and just know that you only breathe in what you want to breathe, and that is the pure air, then that's what you breathe in. Now, you might say, "Well, Herb, you are certainly off base there. You're certainly walking down an improper path there. That information is incorrect." Well, that information is very correct. You look into it sometime, if you choose, and you'll find that your mind, your thinking, your attitude, your world is, if you will, 99% controlled by your thought, by what you think, how you act. If a person is drunk or unconscious and falls down a stair, he's very seldom is he going to be terribly injured, because his body just sort of floats along and rolls along because it's unconscious. But when you are conscious, when you are thinking, when you are going through an experience such as falling down a stair, you tense up your body and you don't let it be relaxed. You can't. You're trying to protect yourself. And you don't let it be relaxed so that it can take those bumps or take those that fallingness and not be disturbed by it. I don't recommend doing it because most of us haven't got the mental ability to handle something like that. And if we were unconscious, we certainly don't want to be falling downstairs either. It just is not a proper thing to do. But fact is, that's how it works. We live in our thought. We live in our mind. We live by what we think about our world. And though we have this largest organ, our skin, and though it breathes properly for us and beneficially for us, if we were in a position not to be able to breathe, we would still breathe regardless. We have that ability to take from wherever we are, whatever it is that we want and whatever we need. And I don't recommend doing these things because you don't have the consciousness for it. I don't have the consciousness for it. I haven't put that into practice. But it's a principle, and the principle does work. Now, they say if you are suffocated because you cannot breathe, that in a short time you will die. You'll expire. Well, first you go through stages of unconsciousness and other things, and then perhaps you will. But you have in your mind, I have in my mind, in my thinking ability, the opportunity to go through tremendous experiences and be untouched by them, because I am in charge of my thought. I surround myself with the pure white light of love, and the incident or accident doesn't occur. I surround myself with the pure white light of love, and whatever might frighten me for a moment is no longer frightening me. I am in control, and I am out of harm's way. This is how we live. This is how we breathe. This is how our body can take in. And this is why sometimes these people who are acting in circuses and painting their bodies suffocate, because they think they're breathing only through their lungs, and they're breathing through their body too. But if they had the right thought about it, they could pass through those things. And they say, in scientific circles who do research on this, that if you leave certain parts of the body uncovered, that they are sufficient to breathe, and so you would not have to succumb. The magic of our body, the magic of our breathing, the magic of all these things is shadowed by the magic of our mind, by the magic of our thinking. The magic of our thinking takes all of these outward symbols and places them in not very important bases, because our thinking overshadows, it outshines, it is more prominent, more dominant, more wonderful than anything the physical being could ever do. When we come to realize that, and we come to live in that attitude, beautiful things happen to us. We breathe today what we choose to breathe, and we live today what we choose to live. And as we choose to live in our ideal spirit, mind, and body, the magic that happens in us is almost unbelievable, because it's a magic of a cause that we have put in motion for ourselves to live a happy, dynamic, positive life that is filled with goodness, that is filled with everything we could want. Our breathing doesn't depend on our bodies. It depends on our mind. Live in your open mind today and breathe all that makes you happy. I know I am. I love you. I love you. I love you.